In a week where the war in Gaza edges closer to an end, the election for presidency took a dramatic turn and a 100 billion euro plus budget was delivered, the front pages of newspapers here this morning are dominated by the fate or future of people who present radio programmes. Pictures of and stories about Ray Darcy and Kieran Cudahy, as Pádraig was telling us earlier. RTÉ said yesterday afternoon that Wednesday afternoon's programme was Ray's last. News Talk said last night that presenter Kieran Cudahy was leaving for RTÉ and yesterday was his last show with them. In recent years, Ryan Tuberty, Joe Duffy, Ronan Collins, Brian Dobson, Mary Wilson and Áine Lawler have all left RTÉ Radio 1 programmes, most have retired. We sadly lost Sean Rocks in July. Claire Byrne will leave next month. Dr. Roddy Flynn is with us. He's Associate Professor in the School of Communications at Dublin City University. Thanks very much for coming in to us, Roddy. What do you make of what's happened in the last day?
I think it's a reflection, I suppose, of the point where RTÉ is at in part. I mean, it seems like this was probably a commercial decision. Ray Darcy, when he was at Today FM, was peaking at about 250,000 listeners. He essentially brought the same show to RTÉ. That's now dropped to, I think, about 182,000 listeners in the last JNLR ratings. So I'm assuming that it is primarily a commercial decision. And I think that's a problem for a public service broadcaster to be primarily, you know, looking at these questions in precisely this way. Because it's a public service medium. I think your point about the newspaper headlines, and I was looking at them in the green room, is really interesting. It's literally the front page of every single newspaper. But my concern is that question, that focus on who rather than what. And by this I mean, the concern is who will replace Ray Darcy. And it looks like it might be Kieran Cudahy, or this will be some kind of shake-up that we'll see a shuffling of the cards around the deck. My question should really be, maybe what should replace Ray Darcy or the Ray Darcy show? And the context for this is looking at, say, the whole RTÉ schedule, RTÉ Radio 1 schedule, which is, I think, I'm open to correction, but it's from rising time really through until midnight. There's three possible genres of programming. There's news and current affairs, there's lifestyle, and there's music. At the weekend, you get sport. But there's a vast panoply of other radio genres out there that are not being addressed.
Well, they are at the weekend and
at the weekend, exactly, as well. When we don't expect people, frankly, to be listening. So you have the history show on Saturday. You've got occasionally, like, radio dramas disappeared. To me, it is striking.
Selenny documentaries, Kayleigh House, lots of different types of programs.
Again, at the weekend, yes. When, as we, I think you would acknowledge, that the audiences are not expected to be anything like what they are during the week. And I think that's that feels to me, I'm open to correction, but that is a commercial decision. And it's not a commercial broadcaster exclusively, RTÉ. It is intended to be a public service medium with public service goals. And I don't get a strong sense that that is a primary consideration in thinking about what to do with that slot, for example, in the afternoon.
So for all the talk of lots of change here and to a lesser extent at News Talk, most of it, but not all of it, because people are or were retiring, has Irish radio changed? Is it changing? You don't seem to think so.
No? I don't think so, no. I mean, if you think about it, the last major change occurred in the RTÉ schedules, RTÉ Radio 1 schedules, after Gay Byrne retired. There was a kind of a... And basically, if I look at that, like, that's a generation ago, so around 2000. If I look at the slots from, say, 7 a.m. through to the evening, it's basically the same thing. There's been changes of personnel, but the same shows. Liveline is a show, which I'm not saying Liveline should go, but Liveline is a show that started in 1985, Morning Ireland 1984. Ronan Collins, until he was doing his show in 2022, had been there since 1985. And that show didn't disappear. It was given to Louise Duffy. Now, she does different music, but it's basically the same show. So, yes, there is an opportunity here because of the list of presenters that you've pointed to retiring. But I don't get the sense that there's a sort of a... if there was an opportunity already to do something different, there was an opportunity to do something when, say, Ronan Collins left, but the decision was made, no, we'll pretty much do that again, only with a slightly younger, a significantly younger presenter, and obviously going for a younger demographic. But in that case, younger meant people of my age, and I'm in my 50s. That's not, you know, maybe reaching out to an audience which is clearly not listening to RTÉ in the same way, a younger, under 35 audience, in the way that it should be if RTÉ is to be the centre of a kind of a national conversation about what's going on.
For the vast majority of people, all this speculation, and there's a lot of it, and there's been months of it, is gossip. Does it matter beyond that?
Sorry, how do you mean, what's gossip? What's been referred to as gossip?
Who gets what and when?
It matters because I think that's the wrong conversation. I think that's what matters. Again, it's not about who, or shouldn't be. It shouldn't be primarily about who. Who matters? I'm not saying that it's trivial who's behind the mic, because you need
not trivial for them, of course.
No, of course. I mean, but you need people who are professional broadcasters, and not everyone can do this, right? And Ray Darcy was a highly professional presenter. But I do think the what question should come first.
Yes.
What is important, what is needed by Irish society in the 21st century in terms of RTE's role in facilitating
the function
of a public
sphere?
Absolutely, it's crucial.
Why?
I mean, because people still listen to it. 460,000 people are listening to this show on average every morning. And it sets the agenda for wider public debate, whether we like it or not.
Well, why would radio survive when all other media appears to be in trouble?
There's a difference between media being in financial trouble and being in trouble in terms of audiences. And people are still watching as much TV as they were, in fact, more television than they were watching 25 years ago. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. How could that be? Because they're looking at screens in their hands.
And it's they have not to stop everything to look at that screen.
But it's not a zero-sum game.
They don't have to stop everything to listen to us, thankfully, still.
Well, yeah, but it's. I mean, that notion of double screening is a thing. There are people listening to this show right now with their phones open. But those two things are possible. Like Morning Ireland's listenership is roughly where it was 25 years ago. It hasn't collapsed. There are shifts in how people use media. And one of the major shifts, obviously, in terms of radio is the idea of live radio is beginning to be subsumed to a certain extent into podcasting and streaming. So people seeking out content rather than kind of just taking the content that is offered to them. But the final point would be that people will go to high quality content. I think that should be the first question in terms of thinking about replacing Ray Darcy. What's good? What's necessary? And people will go to it.
Roddy, thanks for coming at us again. That's Dr. Roddy Flynn, Associate Professor in the School of Communications at Dublin City University.